James chapter 1, James chapter 1. We are about to have to go fast.
Stephen, time for me 7 minutes.
James chapter 1, beginning at verse 19. It says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls." James, in the book of James, is a very direct and pointed book, and it gives you a practical aspect to the Christian life. And so looking at verse 19, it says to Christians, "My beloved brethren," it says, "let every man be swift to hear," be ready to hear, be quick to hear, and be swift to hear. But also it says to be slow to speak. And now it's saying this, but whenever it says to be swift to hear, it's not saying in a general sense that you should just be ready to hear whatever needs to be heard. We can find what he wants us to hear in the next verse where he says, "Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth." Well, what is the word of truth? Ephesians says it like this: the word of truth is the gospel of your salvation. So what he's saying here is the same word of God that saved you, the same scripture that saved you, the same Bible that saved you, you need to be ready to hear the rest of what it's got to say. You need to be quick. You need to be instant to ready to hear what the Bible says. And you need to be slow to speak. But also it says, slow to wrath. Why does it say be slow to wrath? Slow to emotions and feelings and things that get you triggered. Why does it say that? Because it says, "For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." So if feelings and emotions do not produce righteousness out of you, what produces righteousness out of a person or a woman? That is, the word of God produces righteousness. Paul said it like this in Timothy. He said that for all scripture it is inspired, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. So I have been saved by the word of God. And since I have been saved by the word of God, I can live out the word of God, and it produces the righteousness of God in me. It produces it. Also, though, because of the word of God, it says that I can lay apart all filthiness. It's talking about sins that I have picked up, sins that I have willingly grabbed. I can put them away, but not just sins that I have picked up, sins that I deal with inside. Superfluity of naughtiness, those inside things, those sins and those transgressions that I deal with the inside. Well, how do I get rid of them? By receiving with meekness the engrafted word. That word engrafted means to implant, to put God's word inside of you, to constantly be renewing your mind in the word of God. And whenever you do this, it will help you to put away that filthiness, and it will help you to stop that coveting that you have inside of you. But also it says, which is able to save your souls. Now this could have two meanings. Either it's emphasizing the fact the same word of God that saved you is powerful enough to be inside of you and work in your life. But it could also mean this. It could mean that sin that you deal with. You see, sin scars us. It stains us. It hinders us. It hinders our progress. It hinders our growth. And it's in the word of God is able to save you from that sin that is scarring you and that is staining you. And I don't have enough time to read the verses, but in 22 through 25, he deals with two different types of people: hearers of the word. But next, he deals with doers of the word. Hearers of the word, they only hear the word of God, and they are not doers of the word of God, because they have forgotten what manner of man they was. They have forgotten who and what they were before Jesus Christ saved them. But a doer of the word, it says in verse 25, "But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, and he not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in all his deeds." So you don't just need to be a hearer of the word, you need to be a doer, because you are blessed in all your deeds. And then verses 26 and 27, it gives you the two different types of religion. Vain religion, that brings glory to man's religion. But Pure religion is all about being a doer of the Word of God, because being a doer of the Word of God brings glory to God. All right. Good. Steve?